back, folks. I'm here with Deuce McAllister coming to you live from the Pelicans Media Day, where we're celebrating both the partnership between the New Orleans Pelicans and WWL Radio and kicking off the Pel's 2024 season. We're very excited about this. And Deuce, this is a great opportunity for both the Pelicans as well as WWL as we broadcast across a number of a large area of the Gulf South, and you can tell they are very excited about that as well.
No, I agree with you 100%. And I think, you know, just to be able to – this team deserves this. This organization deserves this. And the fans deserve it. And so you've got too much talent. You've got too good of a product for them not to be heard and seen. Now the only other step for this organization and this team – is to win consistently. I mean, because you've got a good core here of players, and for the fans that maybe, let's just say on the North Shore, to not be able to hear it or see it, and it's a home game, you know, I understand a road game may be a little bit different, but they can't make it, and for now them to have that ability, man, it's gonna be fantastic. And I know a lot of times, and we were talking about it off air, basketball coincides with Saints season, you know. The station will let them worry about, hey, who's playing when or what, you know, but we will carry all of the games. I think that's probably the most important part.
Well, even for the season ticket holders, because with 82 games that are played, you know, and half of those being home games, that's a lot of games. Could have bad weather conditions, this, that. Folks that are really into the team, that they have this opportunity now when they can't make it.
When they can't make it, they can listen to it via the radio, and, you know, we'll give some love there to Fox 8. They will be the local broadcasting channel that will carry via television. And so for us, it's really just a fantastic opportunity for this team to be able to come in and be able to see it, to be able to hear it, and for us to be able to, you know, really just bring it to our fans like they truly deserve. And it's, you know, obviously similar to what has happened for the New Orleans Saints over, you know, the last decades. We'll just put an S on it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, there was some chatter about, and I didn't realize this, Zion Williamson's been here 6 years already.
Yeah, it goes fast.
And, you know, it was kind of like, blink, he's here. And joining us right now is the head coach, Willie Green of the New Orleans Pelicans. Coach, welcome to the show. Let's get you set up here. Well, Coach, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Newell Norman. You know Deuce McAllister.
Yes,
we
sir.
Really appreciate it. Big day today. It just seemed like the season just ended not too long ago, and here we are starting all over again.
It goes fast. It really does. It's almost no off season now, but we're excited. We're excited to all get back together, get this group going. You know, ton of talent on this team, and yeah, we'll get going tomorrow.
Coach, we were just talking. They were David and Bryson were talking that Zion is in his sixth season, but has it really been six? Because they talk about his maturation and still going on, and David made the observation that the team has suffered a lot of injuries over that 6 year period of time that kind of reduced the amount of play time and so forth.
It has been six when you're getting paid for 6 years, for sure.
So, and I guess that's the way you market,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you sign a six-year contract, it's six. Mm-hmm. So, look, we understand that there's been some injuries, and, you know, we want to get our guys on the floor. We want them to be healthy. It allows us to be at our best and maximize this opportunity, and we're super proud with the steps that we're taking. And Zion's been doing amazing. Last season, he played 70 games, the most in his career. You know, it was fun to coach him on and off the floor, but seeing his maturation process has been pretty cool.
Coach, we talk about pressure, not only from a player standpoint, but from a coaching standpoint.
Yeah.
What right now, you know, as you guys enter into the season, you have the media day, then you go, you know, basically tonight you'll go up for training camp. Just what are some things that you kind of worry about right now before the season even start? Because it's you and your staff, and whether it's watching film, whether it's making sure from an offensive standpoint we're clean, from a defensive standpoint. I mean, obviously from a player's health standpoint, that's always going to be a situation. But what are some of the things that, hey, I'm still worried about this, or I need to go back and watch this that you kind of deal with right now?
Well, Deuce, you're stealing a little bit of my thunder. That's a part of my message to the team is really changing some of our terminologies. You know, instead of talking more about pressure, it's really responsibility. I think, you know, off the floor, you know, we're husbands, we're fathers. You know, we go to work every day. There's a responsibility to showing up, being a professional on and, you know, in our careers. And, you know, there's a responsibility to coming each and every game and showing up and being at our best. And those are the things that we want to focus on. You know, I really try not to worry about too, you know, things that I can't control. I think the things that we can control is being prepared, making sure, you know, that our focus is on what does it take to give ourselves the best chance to win this game, and going after it together. There's some areas of improvement. Clutch situations last year, we wasn't at our best starting with me, and so that's something that I'll be looking at this season and trying to continue to improve in.
There was some additions, obviously, in the off season. Y'all talk about making the team better. Talk about that.
Yeah, for sure. We're always looking to improve. I thought Griff and Bryson, they did a great job of, you know, starting with the draft, being able to get Eves and being able to get Antonio, adding Carlo to our roster this season. And then, you know, making the trade to get DeJounte is going to be huge for us. You know, he's a tremendous leader. You know, another basketball player in this league that has continued to improve. He's been all defense, and I think he's going to add to what we're trying to build here. You know, also adding Tice and Javonte Green, and, you know, there's several other guys that we added that just continue to build our roster to give us, you know, an opportunity, you know, once again to represent this city well and to go out and play hard and have fun doing it.
Coach, I know from a training camp aspect, as well as, you know, getting the group together over the summer, different things of that nature. How quick do you want your group to buy in? You know, and I know that was the message as far as just being the father, being responsible for each other. But with the group that's been together, even though you added some other pieces, how quick do you want that buy-in to kind of happen? And, you know, it really just it doesn't start tomorrow, but it's a build-up to that buy-in, to what you guys are attempting, you know, whether it's offense, defensively, as well as in clutch situations as well.
Well, if it were up to me, they would have been bought in already. But
when they signed that contract.
Yeah, that's the buy-in right now. But, you know, what happens is that, you know, sometimes it happens earlier. Deuce, you know, from playing day, sometimes it happens right away. Sometimes it takes a little time. So we'll be patient in that area. But I think the biggest buy-in is that they buy in to each other. Mm-hmm. They buy in and they're committed to looking to the left and right and seeing each other as brothers and having that feeling of that, I don't want to let you down and I have to do everything it takes to be at my best so we can give ourselves an opportunity to win games. And so we're firm believers that's going to happen. The time frame in which that happens, I think that's why you go to training camp. That's why you get away, is to spend more quality time with each other so you build up that equity.
So I got one question for you.
Sure.
And this will be my last one. Will you cover the first team dinner, you know, or are you going to let one of the other guys cover it?
I definitely will cover it. I love team dinners. You know, if it's up to me, I got them. Let's go out and do it for sure.
I got you, Coach.
Where's the time and place?
We're going to have a limited menu, though.
Yeah.
You can't order anything you want. You know, I'm going to get, you know, the bottles of wine will be limited. And so, you know, look.
You get CJ to bring the bottle.
You can bring them, import them in, and we're not
we'll
paying
you
for it.
We'll have CJ import the wine. Yeah, that'll make it a lot less, you know,
absolutely,
expensive on me.
I want to ask you about, you know, when we talk about buy-in, I think a lot of times when I talk to fans, they don't really understand that this is a collaboration of moral compass, character, mm-hmm. and then trust in one another. And, you know, I think a lot of folks underestimate the difficulty of getting a collective buy-in and creating a culture that everyone is comfortable with, because everyone comes from a different walk in life, right? Yep. Different place in life, right?
For sure. I couldn't have said it any better. It's exactly that. It's getting a group of young men that, you know, some of them come from similar backgrounds, some of them come from different situations, to all buy into something that's bigger than ourselves. And it's easier to do when you can see results right away. It's harder to do when you don't see the results. This is what sports is about. It truly brings everybody together from different walks of life. You don't care what they look like, you know, what their background is. What you care about is that we can get on the floor together and go after something special. That's a special moment for a lot of us that have played sports at any level, is doing it with a special group, having that connectivity and that bond that lasts forever. And that's what we're trying to create here. And, you know, as one of the leaders here, I feel a responsibility to create an environment that guys come in, they feel that they can get their work in. We're all professional. But there's a level of joy that you want to have, too, because it's hard. It's hard work. Yep. You're asking people to do something that is extremely difficult, and they do a great job of making it look easy. So everybody think they can do it, and that's the beauty in sports.
And then it's 82 games.
It's 82.
I mean, that's
it's 82, man.
You know, I mean,
that's a grind. That's a grind. And so, I mean, whenever you have the commitment for a player to say, hey, look, no, I want to be available, you know, and you try to tell them, no, you can take it a little light. No, I owe it to myself. I mean, because the thing that a lot of times, and you talked about it, you don't see the work that you put in the off season. I mean, you don't see when I'm in the gym by myself. Now, social media has changed that a little bit where you see clips of it, but a lot of times you don't see what it takes to get to this point. And so you have to be committed to it to want to play in every game, you know, particularly when you're able to. And then I think, you know, the opportunity that there's something greater on the outside of just the regular season, that's the ultimate goal. And that's that's where I see this team trying to get to. And, you know, it's taking that next level, that next step.
Yeah, it is. To your point, Deuce, it's all about that. You know, that's a level that we want to get to. Those are the principles that we want to build. And then, you know, as far as games, I continue to tell our guys that, you know, this is about legacy. Once you walk off this floor, that's it. Like, your games are your games, and you want to play in as many games as possible and give yourselves an opportunity to be at your best every time you step on this floor, because there's somebody in the crowd for the first time they're watching you play, and this may be the only time they get a chance to see Zion or to see Brandon or to see Herb, and you want them leaving that game saying, wow, like, I want to go do that. And so that's the responsibility we all have, and you know, this opportunity to play basketball, myself coach it, but that's their responsibility as players to give people that feeling.
Coach, one observation and a question. You are the most even-keeled guy I've seen on the sidelines. I'm up in the stands beating on the chairs, and you just incredibly even-keeled when somebody is completely, totally fouled, almost knocked on their tail, and, you know, it's obvious to everyone. And, I mean, you just keep it real and keep it even. But what motivates you every morning?
Number one, my commitment to God, my commitment to the Lord. You know, every day I wake up is an opportunity to give my best. And so I'm committed to that, you know, to our families. And then we're so tremendously blessed to be able to do some of the things that we're doing for a living. You know, as hard as it is, in the bigger scheme of life, it's just not that hard. You know, it's people would love to have these opportunities.
You're not the center of the universe.
No, not at all. Like, it's so much more going on around us that, you know, people have some difficult situations. And so, you know, just having an awareness of that. But the even keeled stuff is because, you know, I do all my screaming, shouting, and whatever I'm going to do in practice and then shoot around. That's our preparation time. And once once we're out here, it's these guys, it's their opportunity to take this platform and go and use their talent and their gifts. And that's what it is. And so
I love it because
staying cool in the moment.
You exhibit emotional intelligence, the ability to manage one's own emotions and the emotions of others. And it comes out, you know, not everybody has that capability, quite frankly. If you look across the league and in any of these sports league and just as a fan, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's one part of it is like trying to stay, you know, calm during those moments because our team needs it. Like these guys are playing. They're already emotional. I don't need to necessarily go to that level. Yeah. And then the second part of it is I'm scared to go there because I don't really have an off switch. You know, I might be kicked out the game.
That jambalaya is hot enough already.
Yeah,
it doesn't need another sauce, right?
Zero to 100, so it's better for me to just stay at zero right now. Yeah.
Well, best of luck to you with this upcoming season. We are very excited to be a partner with the Pelicans, to be able to air the games this year with the new relationship that we have with WWL and the Pelicans. And we're excited to see more of you and hear more of you.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure being on. Appreciate you for sure.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Good luck
to
you,
Coach. Thank you.
Okay.
All righty, folks. We are broadcasting live at the Pelicans Media Day out here at the Smoothie King Arena, and I'm joined with someone who I have never had the opportunity to broadcast with, Deuce McAllister, and really enjoyed watching his career, and it's a special day for me for sure. We will be right back. Stay with us.